Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July the 19th, 2026. I'm very grateful to be with you. I really am. I love this question that was given to me by Carrie. He says, in the northern part of the country. That's all he would tell me, and that's fine. I don't need to know anymore. The northern part, I don't know what that is. But anyway, that's fine with me. Thank you. He asks, what do you mean by we miss? And then he talks about, in many of your broadcasts, you talk about the idea of missing the point of it all. And I'm wondering what that means. Carrie, it's really an important point we miss. When I put my logic and reasoning, my sensibilities ahead of my heart and my soul, I miss. I miss the point of it all. And when I miss the point of it all, it makes it very difficult for me to awaken. Most of our life is missed. Most of it. Every so often, there'll be a little thing here, a little thing there that we get, and we understand it, and we're very grateful for it. Maybe a point where we realize, I can't keep doing what I'm doing and thinking I'm getting ahead, or that I'm awakening, or whatever. We get to that certain place inside of us where we no longer are available. And how does that happen? Years and years and years of gratification. Years and years and years of putting hate before love. Years and years and years of, instead of being merciful, we become vengeful. All these things make it impossible for me to awaken. So I start to become rather negative about the practice. I don't believe in it. I don't think I need it. It asks too much of me. An authentic spiritual practice doesn't ask much. It asks everything of us. Not much, not a little here and a little there, like we like to do, but everything. Every little thing matters. And I have to apply that diligence of every little thing matters to everything I do. In other words, I don't do anything that isn't a part of the meaning and the significance of bringing me to consciousness. And most people don't want to be conscious. They just want to get by. I am finding more and more as I get older and I talk to new generations, Gen Xers and on, that they really don't have any sense of the meaning of their life. They have no idea what the life requires of them to live a beautiful life. They're not interested in a beautiful life. They merely want to have some sort of gratification for everything they do. And that's how they live, having gratification for everything they do. They have to have a result. They have to have conclusions. They have to have beliefs about those conclusions. They have to think that those conclusions are correct. They have to be right. All these things, bang, 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 over and over and over again do we live. And it causes us to be very, very small-minded. When I'm small-minded, the only things I can get are what makes sense to me. My students will, well, my attendees, this is the difference between a student and an attendee. An attendee will say something like, well, this is what I believe, or this is what makes sense to me. A student would look at it and say, you know, nothing makes sense to me. I've entered into that secret place of the Most High where nothing really is as I thought it was. I have been living in delusion and illusion, and I need to wake up. But the attendee does not do that. They are just sitting there wanting to be told what to do. I don't tell my students what to do. I explain to them why things are the way they are, and they can take it from there. They can decide how far they want to go. People don't go far. They miss their whole life. I was missing my whole life. It is the deepest, darkest, ugliest thing to hurt people intentionally for the sake of gratification, for the sake of vengeance and pride. And this is a huge issue in our society, vengeance and pride. So when someone hurts you, or you think you've been hurt by someone, you have to ask yourself, what is it about me that made this possible? What is it in me that makes me think I'm hurt or this person hurt me? How do I know who I am and what I am and that I am so fragile that I can't understand why this person did whatever they did? We don't have that kind of willingness. In consciousness, we realize everything's in its appropriate place, no matter what. Everything is perfect just as it is. You and I are in the theater of our life, and we're always in the right seat, no matter what. So everything that is happening to me in that seat, everything that I am looking at, I either look at it as what I think it is, a delusion and illusion, or I look at it as, oh, this is how it appears to be. Now, how it appears to be may not, and I have found this to be true for me, may not, never is what is really happening. I come to conclusions if I'm not careful. Assumption, conclusion, conjecture. And that is where, in the past, in many past lives, I went wrong. I never saw things for the way they really were. I saw things how I could see them, logically, sensibly, as a Gregory Edward would see things. But now, that is no longer true. As you begin to mature into meditation, to learn what it means to want nothing with all of your heart, to not allow yourself to fall into your senses and think that they report to you the truth. Once you really understand that, that becomes a part of your being, and you treat everything with the love and the respect that they deserve, no matter what it is. So your critics and the people that criticize you, or the people that don't understand you, the people that have some sort of mentality where they're always hurting, or they're always condemning, or they're always doubtful, or they're always fearful, you understand them. And instead of thinking of yourself as better than, you come to realize and be realized that it is more important to understand a situation and people than it is to condemn them, to condemn what they're doing or think that they are right or wrong, good or bad, whatever. You begin to realize how easy it is to fall into the collective unconscious, which is the gathering of all of our minds and our being. We live as entities, not living beings. Once we understand all that, that there is this energy out there and that it is not a healthy energy, that is when we begin to understand the means of the way and what it means to be, shall we say, alert, to be justified in a realization that has as its essence nothing but loving compassion, mercy. So if you wish to not miss, you're going to have to work upon yourself. And this is something that most people just refuse to do. They just don't want to work on themselves. They don't want to look at what they've done to themselves. So they miss. And it's easy to do. It's very simple. It's easy peasy, as one of my former attendees would say. And that makes it all the more difficult to awaken. But we have plenty of chances to do so, and there'll be plenty of opportunities to question ourselves. I hope that helps you. And I hope that in any way, shape, or form, my answer hit a chord. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.